From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Indonesian security forces remain on high alert following the deadly attacks in Jakarta that killed at least two civilians along with five attackers. Investigators are now questioning at least three people in connection with the attacks. Indonesia's chief security minister says the suspected militants were arrested in the outskirts of the capital. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the bombings and subsequent gunfight that also wounded nearly two dozen people. Witnesses in Somalia's Gedo region say al-Shabaab has attacked an African Union military base near the town of El Ade, some 60 kilometers south of the regional capital, Garbahare. The attack is believed to have been a suicide bomb in the early hours of Friday, followed by a firefight with the Kenyan troops stationed at the base. Al-Shabaab says it has seized the base and killed dozens of AU troops, but that has not been confirmed. Residents say al-Shabaab has taken control of the town and surrounding areas as well as hoisted its flag. The residents say the militants seized weapons on military vehicles. An official in Sierra Leone confirms that a corpse has tested positive for the Ebola virus, this just a day after the World Health Organization declared an end to the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. The World Health Organization says the discovery shows that strong surveillance and response systems will be critical in the months to come, and we must be prepared for possible flare-ups of the disease. On Thursday, the World Health Organization announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning all three countries at the epicenter of the West African outbreak are considered Ebola-free. Broadcasting from Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. officials say a refueling mission and an engine problem are key contributing factors behind the incident involving 10 U.S. Navy sailors detained by Iran earlier this week. The U.S. Navy boats and their crews were detained for 16 hours by Iranian Revolutionary Guards before being released. They veered into Iranian waters in the Persian Gulf near Farsi Island while attempting to meet up with a Coast Guard vessel to refuel, but engine troubles may have botched that trip. Ash Carter is the U.S. Secretary of Defense.
This much is clear. There was a navigational error of some kind. All the contributing factors to that we don't know yet, and we're still talking to those folks, and we'll find out more what combination of factors led to that navigational error. But they were clearly out of the position that they intended to be in. We're very glad to have them back.
An investigation is underway into further detail surrounding the incident. A Norwegian educational program for migrants and refugees that focuses on the treatment of women is attracting attention in the wake of a mass New Year's Eve assaults on women in Cologne, Germany. Zlatica Hoke reports.
The Hero Competence Center in the northern Norwegian city of Stavanger offers courses in Norwegian language and culture to refugees and asylum seekers. Many students in this class came from countries where women have little or no freedom. An important part of the training focuses on the prevention of rape. The two-year pilot program has caught the attention of other European countries following reports of sexual assaults by foreign men on women in Europe. German officials have announced tough measures for such crimes. Rights groups and Muslims have called such steps hasty and unjustified. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Turkish authorities have detained at least 12 academics accused of supporting terror propaganda. This after they signed a petition calling for an end to the government's crackdown on Kurdish rebels. The state-run Anadolu News Agency says they're from Koceli University near Istanbul. The detainees are among more than 1,200 who have signed a statement condemning Turkey's deliberate massacres and deportation of Kurdish people in the southeast of the country. Thursday night saw another debate in the United States for candidates vying to be the Republican nominee for president. Frontrunners Donald Trump and Ted Cruz, the men who occupy the two top positions in most national public opinion polls, were anything but friendly towards each other. Trump and Cruz repeatedly clashed, at times getting emotional, as they tried to win the support of voters upset at the Republican establishment. Cruz also engaged in a series of feisty exchanges with Florida Senator Marco Rubio. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.